Nolte, CNN's Joan Walsh joins Castro's doxed attack on Trump supporters. By John Nolte on August 7, 2019. CNN's Joan Walsh endorsed and aided in the spreading of a malevolent doxing campaign aimed at everyday Trump supporters. On Tuesday, Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, who oversees his brother's campaign for the Democrat presidential nomination, singled out a small group of San Antonio residents for harassment by publishing their names, and in some case, their employers. Their only sin was contributing to President Trump's presidential campaign. Sad to see so many San Antonians as 2019 maximum donors to Donald Trump. The owner of At Bill Miller Barbecue, owner of the At Historic Pearl, realtor Phyllis Browning, etc., the menacing tweet read. The obvious subtext is, hey, that's a nice business you got there, be a shame if anything happened to it. The tweet concludes with a lie, saying, their contributions are fueling a campaign of hate that labels Hispanic immigrants as invaders. Trump has never referred to Hispanics as invaders. Only the mass number of illegal aliens who are looking to invade our country. Like our employer at CNN, a far-left fake news outlet that frequently targets private citizens for harassment that CNN chief Jeff Zucker sees as his political enemies. Walsh, who is herself a left-wing extremist, was eager to use her verified Twitter account to contribute to the doxing of these private citizens. After Senator John Cornyn, RTX, condemned Castro's tweet, Walsh mocked him and eagerly retweeted Castro's tweet. She did it again after Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, condemned Castro's tweet. After facing some pushback on Twitter, in an effort to defend her fascist behavior, she lied about the definition of doxing. I keep seeing people who know better calling this doxing, she tweeted. The current definition of doxing, I've been doxed, is putting someone's address on social media. That narrow definition of doxing is a typical and convenient lie of omission we see from the left. Doxing is also a, using social media to hold a private individual up for harassment, even if that means the harasser has to put some work into locating the target, and b, publicizing the target's employer, which Castro and Walsh did to more than half of the 40 or so people he doxed. Walsh, however, is just following the malevolent example set by her malignant employer. In July of 2017, CNN threatened to dox some guy who made a gif mocking the fake news network. Earlier that month, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo suggested doxing this same guy. That same month, CNN's Michael Smirkanish said he wanted that this man doxed. The following year, CNN ambushed a private citizen and Trump supporter who was later harassed. Never forget that these people, news outlets, and politicians hate us. They see us as racists and Nazis who stand in the way of their accumulation of power over our lives. Doxing us is only the latest line these fascists have decided to cross. And this is why these very same people, news outlets, and politicians want to see us disarmed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.